This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We offer a warm welcome to each of you from Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the end of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday for worship with us.
The music that you hear on the program today is presented by the National Christian Choir. It performed before the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Dallas a few weeks ago. We got a CD of it and felt that you would enjoy the music too. It's the National Christian Choir. Have you ever had a one-on-one visit with Jesus? We're going to talk about that in a sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. God, when we look out on this marvelous creation and see how great thou art, we cannot understand how you can have a personal relationship with us. When we look to Calvary's cross, as we will in a very real way every time we open your word, then we know that you are so great, that you came to save the whole world. And Lord, when we look into a text like we have today, where you are having a one-on-one discussion with Peter, it almost seems impossible that the Almighty God could go down so personally into the life of one individual, and yet you did. And when we believe with all of our hearts that through your word and prayer, we can have a one-on-one discussion with you whenever we want it, Lord, help us to take advantage of it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Oh,
Hear God's word as it is recorded in the 21st chapter of the Gospel of St. John, beginning with verse 15. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said, "you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus says, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Feed my sheep. I tell you the truth. When you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. And then he said to him, "Follow me." Here ends a reading of God's holy word. Friends in Christ, Peter's parting with Jesus was very sad, and since the resurrection, he had not had a chance to really sit down and visit with the Lord. He had been with a group of people on several occasions when Jesus appeared following his resurrection, but nothing where he could pour out his heart and let the Savior know how he felt. From the scriptures, it seems that this indifferent relationship between Jesus and Peter had started on the night that Jesus said, "This very night, you're all going to fall away on account of me." And if you recall, Peter answered Jesus by saying, "If all fall away on account of you, Lord, I never will." And then Jesus looked at him and sternly said, "Peter, this very night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times." And under his breath, Peter said, "I never will." And then came the Gethsemane experience, and Jesus was arrested. And as he was being led out to be further tried by some of the greater authorities, they came to Peter, and they said to him, "You are one of his disciples." And Peter said, "I don't know the man. I never have seen him." And they repeated this a second time, and then a third time. And this made Peter very angry, and he tried to strengthen his conversation by using some profanity, and he said, "I don't know him." It was at that time, when the denial had taken place three times, that the rooster began to crow. And as the rooster crowed, Jesus walked by, and St. Luke says he looked at Peter. That was enough. And so the Bible says that Peter went out and wept. So the days went by, and Jesus was unjustly tried. He was sent to the cross. He was raised again. He appeared to little groups of people many times. And then finally, one day, perhaps, not more than 40 days after all this had taken place, Jesus met the disciples on the Sea of Galilee. He was on the shore. They had been out fishing. They hadn't caught anything. And finally, when they came into shore, and Jesus told them how to catch the fish, and they had had breakfast, and all of that, you can read it in the 21st chapter of John. It was now time for Jesus to have a one-on-one conversation with Peter. This was absolutely necessary if Peter was to continue to be the disciple. And so Jesus started by saying, "Peter, do you love me?" And Peter says, "I love you, Lord." He made it a little bit more specific than that. Let me try that again. Jesus said to Peter, "Do you love me more than these?" And Peter was content to answer only for himself, even though he had said earlier, "They may all leave you, but I'll never leave you," meaning I love you just a little bit more than anybody else here. This time he simply answered for himself, "I love you, Lord." And Jesus asked him a second time, "Peter, do you love me?" And he said, "You know that I love you, Lord." And then Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." And a third time he asked him, "Peter, do you really love me?" And that hurt Peter's feelings. And he said, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." And then he told Peter that in the future it would be kind of rough. And one day he would have to die for Jesus. In other words, Jesus was teaching him that if you really love me, you're going to follow me. And that will follow you to your death. At that particular time, Peter was not ashamed. And when they were putting him to death, tradition has it that he asked to be crucified upside down, for he was not worthy to be crucified in the same position as was his Lord. So he became a martyr. But when the conversation was still going on, that one-on-one, Peter turned to Jesus and said, "What about John?" And John will take care of himself. "If I want John to remain until I return, what is that to you?" This conversation is not between John and me. It's between you and me. That's how personal it got. This was truly a one-on-one experience. And it's interesting for me, at least, to see that Jesus did this in front of the other disciples. You might have said, "Well, why didn't he give him some privacy and take him to some other place and have this same conversation? This would have been less humiliating." But I believe Jesus had a purpose in this. He wanted the disciples to see what repentance was. He wanted them to see that Peter had repented. He wanted them to know that he had forgiven him, and because he had forgiven him, they too should forgive their brother in Christ. And that is the kind of a conversation, a one-on-one conversation that our Lord wants to have with us. Have you had a one-on-one conversation with Jesus lately? Have you ever had one? It is a must if you want to grow in your relationship with Him. Now, how do I hear from Jesus, you might say? Peter had Jesus right there on the shore of the lake. But we don't. We have Him in His Word. And so the one-on-one conversation with Jesus goes on when you go to a quiet place and you read a portion of Scripture and you know that this is God speaking to you. And then you reply to Him in prayer. And maybe it is so personal and you have done something that is contrary to the will of God that God will have to say that I need to hear you say that you love me. And I need that love backed up with action. I will forgive you. Let's go through some of these one-on-one conversations that a person could very easily have. There would be the one-on-one conversation with a person who might have belonged to the church for a long time, but really never had an experience with Him in a personal way. In other words, he did not know, or you did not know if it were you, that this Jesus wants to walk with you and live with you and love you and forgive you and bring you home to heaven. You did not live in that relationship with Him, but you were a member of the church. What might he say? Have you been born again? Meaning, have you really entered into a personal relationship with me? Is it that intimate? If you have been baptized as a child, that is wonderful, and there the regeneration process started. But has it continued? And have you put your hands in His hands and said, Lord, I am yours. I want you to be mine. If you haven't, the Lord wants to have a one-on-one conversation with you, because a formal church membership, if it has gone no farther than that, is not of much value. It's of value because there in church you will hear the Word of God, and you never know what the Holy Spirit is going to be able to do with you and me. Jesus wants that relationship. It might mean a conversion. You might have walked away. You need to be brought back. It might mean a spiritual awakening. But you need to know Christ personally, intimately, so that you can go to Him on any occasion that comes up. Let's try another one. And He would say to you and me, do you really love me? And we would say, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And then He might say, you know, your friend died today, and he was really struggling with a Christian faith. Why didn't you talk to him about his relationship with me? Were you ashamed? Do you remember what I once said? It's recorded in Luke 9, verse 26. If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him. Tell me why. Why didn't you talk to him? You have all kinds of excuses. You talked to him about many other things that were very intimate. Might have talked to him about his financial wealth. Might have talked to him about other parts of his life that you had enjoyed together. Why not him? That's what I meant when I said, you know, years ago, you're to be my witnesses. And all you can say is, Lord, I have sinned. And Jesus will say, I forgive you. But sharpen it up and don't let it happen again. Maybe it's a one-on-one conversation, and Jesus might say, you're reading a passage like Romans, the 10th chapter, the 14th verse, where it clearly says here, how then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. Could it be that you're a little bit lax on that? Could it be that when you get to heaven yourself by grace through faith in Christ Jesus, you could say, no one is here because of my testimony. No one is here because I pointed them back to the Savior. Well, this is the time that you can do it. On the one-on-one discussion, you could hear your Savior say from this verse that I have just read to you. But have you done it? Then if that one-on-one discussion comes out that you haven't, might it not be a pretty good idea if you began to look around to someone you need to share the gospel with? Take another one. Is your congregation a stronger church because of you? And Jesus would probably say, I have a word I want to say to you. I recorded it, or Matthew did for me. It's found in the 5th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, beginning with verse 23. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. Tell me, are you the light of the world in your congregation? Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father who is in heaven. How are you living in that congregation? You have a tremendous job to do there. Are you being a part of it? Are people saying, I can see that the Holy Spirit has really grabbed this man? He's different than he used to be. He's growing all the time. Is that way, are you the light of the world? Are you the light of that congregation? Those are one-on-ones, friend, and we could go on and on and on. Do you have your life straightened out with him in ever so many different areas? Does he need to forgive you because you and I have failed him? He's willing. So come as Peter did and confess that sin and then go out and serve the Lord. It is time for a one-on-one visit with God. Amen. Father, help us to understand that when we say, as did Peter, I love you, Lord, that means that we will seek to live according to your will. Give us grace to have those one-on-ones with you, and having learned of our forgiveness, to go out and serve you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. It is our prayer that today's gospel message will bring you peace, joy, and strength for the days to come. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit, listener-supported radio ministry. In order for us to better know our listening audience, we invite your response to the program. If Christian Crusaders has touched your life in some way, we invite you to call or write. Send your letter to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613, or by email at cc@naz.org. That's cc@naz.org. You may also telephone us toll-free at 1-888-693-2484. Estate gifts, large and small, have become a significant part of our ministry. Please consider a final gift to your favorite ministries as a part of your estate planning. We thank each of you for your gifts and prayers. Cassette tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. Or in the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, radio pastor of Christian Crusaders, now celebrating 70 years of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.